Who Maila? Up to the Gemara's case where the man is on the roof and the woman is in the chutz below and he's throwing her again. At this sugya, the idea of avir chatzer kachatzer, which is really the sugya, we're talking here the whole parak about different types of kinyanei chatzer. We talked about chatzer and dalet amis and yad. This sugya tells us that there's a concept of avir chatzer. This is the makar in Bava Metzia on Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara talks about a kinyan of avir chatzer. Rashi in Bava Metzia says, "Kedidnan begitin dafayin tes." This is the makar for the idea that an avir chatzer is kind of like a chatzer. And as with all you say this ashast is a classic chakira about avir chatzer kachatzer, which appears in a number of places. We'll have later today Reb Chaim, who talks about it. The Stipler above Metzia talks about it. And I think it's the Nesivis, the Simen Reish of Katan Ches, I think he means the same idea. And that is the following clair about avir chatzer kachatzer. When we say that if you throw something into the avir of my chatzer, the avir is kind of, you could learn that two ways. You could learn that the avir itself has a din chatzer. Chatzer is not only on the ground of the chatzer, but the air of the chatzer, it's also my chatzer. It's my airspace. So that the avir gufa, the avir has itself a din chatzer. Well, you could understand that no, the avir is right above the ground. Something in the avir is seifel aluach, it ends up on the ground. The avir is kinda because the avir is the mishamish of the ground under it. Since there's gravity, so everything in the avir falls down onto the ground. So but the part is that when it's munach ba'avir, ki munach bechatzer dami. It's as if it's on the ground. As if it's on the ground. So that according to the second mahalach, it's not pshat avir is kavod. What's avir? Avir is nothingness. It's the chatzer, the kufa chatzer that's kind. And just, if it's munach ba'avir, it's as if it was munach in the karka itself. This is the Clair, in Sechta Shabbos, there's a similar Clair by Klutza Kamishahun Chadami. When you have this idea that something that's in the air, it's Kamishahun Chadami, same exact two ways to learn. Is Pshat that in the air, it's as if it's resting? You can learn Klutza Kamishahun Chadami means that even when it's in the air, it's as if it's resting. The fact that it's in the air is good enough. Or you could learn Klutza Kamishahun Chadami means that we imagine it. Whatever the source of Kulta Kamisha Hunche is, but it's Kielu, it's on the ground. The same two ways of learning. Either it's Kielu, it's on the ground, or not Kielu, it's on the ground, just the Avir itself is good enough. These are, this is the two ways to learn Kulta Kamisha Hunche, the two ways to learn Avir Chatzer. Probably we had a beginning of Masechta that Avir Eretz Yisrael Keretz Yisrael. We probably could clear the same thing. Is it the Avir that's Eretz Yisrael, or is it just that the Avir is opposite the Karka and that's what makes it Eretz Yisrael? This is the I guess the clear how to look at Avir. A nafkamina, I believe that this is what the Nesivis means in Siman Reish of Katan Ches. Not that clear to me, but the Nesivis talks about the Gemara Shaila, if Kelav shall loikeach b'shus meicher kana. If in my field you have a keli, is your keli kaina in my chatzer? That's a Shaila in the Gemara. It's a Suffolk Ladina. The Nesivis talks about the avir above the keli. I have a chatzer. And you, Rishus, you put a keli there. The avir above the keli, is that part of my chatzer? If Davishal Hefka comes there, am I kaina with that avir? If you learn the avir itself is kaina, it's munach ba'avir, so it's my avir, I didn't give you the avir. I let you put your keli down. Above it, it's still my avir. Mashenken, if you learn that the avir is only kaina because it's kilu, it's munach below, then below is a place where the lekech is kaina. So then the avir of the balachotzer, since it's a suffix that the kelev shall kaina b'shus kelev shall lekech b'shus meicha might be kaina. So then it's a my avir, but it's above your keli, so meicha taisi should be kaina. What? It's blowing in the air. Let's say right now it's aiming to land in the keli. It's a double shell hefker. Even if it's aiming to land in the keli, but if I'm kind of in the avir, and assuming it's a chatzah mishtemeris, then I'm kind of. Because then it blives avir shein seifel lo nuach. All right. The Gemara is Iboya in Masechtas Bava Metzia. If Avir She'ein Seifa Lanuach is Kaina, Rav's case, Boy Rav, the Zarek Arniki, Mi Pesach Zer, the Yotza Mi Pesach Acher, someone took a Keli, or Arniki is a wallet, and he threw it through the window, through the door on one side of a building, to be machnit to the Balachotzer, and it flew through, went out the other side. So the Gemara has an Ibaya, Avir, She'ein Seifei Lo Nuach, is it Kimunach Dami or it's not Kimunach? Is that Avir Kaina? It's Avir, She'ein Seifei Lo Nuach. It wasn't the Avir, but it was Ein Seifei Lo Nuach. It was going to keep on flying. So that Ibaya, the two tzadim of that Ibaya, are Gufa, this Chakira, Pashtus. If you learn that Avir is kaina by itself, Avir is a kaina to be kaina. Avir of a chatzah could be kaina. Then who cares if it's seifel lo nuach or not seifel lo nuach? Avir is kaina, it's like my chatzah. So if the Avir is kaina, then the Avir is kaina, like the Rashba says. That kinyonim, even katafris, the Rashba holds is kaina. It doesn't matter that it's moving. Right? Even a tzvi shavur is kaina. So here also, the Arniki is running, is flying through. If you hold that Avir itself is kaina, so then the Avir is kaina, and the Avir of is kaina. Who cares if it's seifel lo nuach? The Avir itself is kaina. But if you learn that the Avir is only kaina because it's going to end up on the ground, because the gravity makes things in the air fall to the ground, so the only reason Avir is kaina is because it's going to land on the ground. So then, if it's a Zorak Arniki, it's not going to end up on the ground. It's flying through the air. It's not going to have no shachas to the ground. It's flying through the air. It's not going to land. If the whole yachas of the Avir to Kinyan is because it's Seifel Nuach, so then Avir Shein Seifel Nuach is not kind. So it could be, at least like the Vesivis, it seems that way, that that's cool for the Gemara Ziboya, the Layishita, there by Rava. If something is flying through the air, is it kind? It depends. If the avir is kind, it's kind. If not, it's not.
Right.
If you're looking at it right now, where it is and it's
placed in the air, is it kumunach?
Does
kumunach
mean
kumunach
ba'ara?
It means on that ara.
It means ara? Isn't that what it means? Or it means, is that it enough of a hanukkah to be kind in the avir? Is the avir kumunach dami? Is the avir a place of kinyan? Who said kumunach means kumunach ba'ara? We think of hanukkah on the ground. But mecha teisi. If you're kluta kavishoncha, you don't need that. You don't need munach on the ground. Munach in the air is good enough. Well, how do you munach b'chotzer? If you hold the avir is good enough, so then it's munach b'chotzer. That's the kimunach ba'avir. Ba'avir ha'chotzer. It's placed there. So it's kind of. Like this is all, I think, all in the Mesivis, and the Mesivis is Teich Devarov, so it's a little hard to see klar, but I think that's his Kavana, and for now we'll put it aside, let's start the Gemara, we'll see the Shaychas. Humul Maila, Holoi Minter. So Gemara is the same Kashi asked on the Reisha. Holoi Minter, just before we asked that the Gag is loy minter. Here we're asking, that the chatzur is loy minter, the avir chatzur is loy minter. Now, what does loy minter mean? So just like we said last time, by holy minter on Wednesday, the holy minter does not mean it's a chatzur shein mishtameres. You learn without Rashi, that's what you learn. Holy minter is a chatzur shein mishtameres. Rashi says, no, it's not touch. Holy minter is touch, it's ein sefer lo nuach. A wind could blow it away. Since a wind could blow it away, so again, what's the case? The man is on the roof. The woman is below. He throws it off the roof. So now, before it lands down in her chatzur, as it's in the air, was saying she's kaina. In fact, the Amar HaLem Inter, a wind could blow it away out of the chatzur. Amar Rav Yudah Mishmuel, Kagai Shayu Mechitzes HaTachtoinois Oidvois Ala Elyainis. That the Mechitzes HaTachtoinois, Tachtoinois means the Mechitzes HaChatzur, are Oidvois Ala Elyainis, the higher than the Gag. Yeah. So just to push it the case, the reason I don't think I'm writing an introduction here, but there's a reason why. It means that if this is the chatzur and this is the gag, so here you have this gentleman standing over here throwing a gag down, a chatzur. So as soon as he throws the get over here, it's minter. Because the wind can't blow it, the mechitzas hachitzainais are oifis, the tachtainis, the ones that start from down here. These mechitzas are higher than the gag. So it's very good. The man throws it off. As soon as it gets into the avir of the chatzur, you're kind.
Can I back on the gag?
Yeah, that's a good question. I might blow back onto the gag. Huh? I might blow back onto the gag.
So maybe it means that, I'm sorry, I put the wrong place. I blew this far.
Is that what it means? The mission is mashma. So it gets over this edge. So chayr, it's a good kasha. Good question that when you throw it over the edge, it could still blow back onto the gag.
How far is it from the
chatzur? There's no space. Because what? Bring it. There's no reason to do that.
Doesn't make a difference.
That's true if it got burnt, but you have to remember if the wind could blow it away, Rashi says that it was never kind in the first place because it wasn't Avir Shesayf Elanuach. So if it blows, it blows. If it burns, it burns. But if it's that happens afterwards. But the avir has to be sefer lo nuach.
So
why is it considered minter if it could blow away? Rashi said if it could blow away, it's not minter.
Like there's somebody else that has these big walls.
These walls would be low, it could blow away. You're not going it's lo minter. So then if it could blow back to the gag, it's lo minter.
I think it's protected
from the wind. No winds are going to come at all. The mechitz is protected from the wind, so no wind will come at all. But there won't be a wind. But derech teva, there won't be a wind. Could be a ride. I'll tell you. What? If that's the pshat, then the marsha says that's a funny. The gemara here goes through v'chein all the way to two dots. Just others who said the same teretz. But marsha says that once you have this teretz, that mechitzas hatachtainis oifes al yainis. Then now, the ratio also. We said in the ratio that the gag has a maka. The ratio is the reverse case. It's being thrown from the chatzah to the gag. So the Gemara said that the gag has a maka, so therefore, you're kind of. And that in the reverse case. So to Marsha, now that the Gemara said, Mechitzas tachtainis, oifes al yainis, you don't have to say maka anymore in the ratio. Even if there's no maka on the gag. Same teretz. The bottom walls are higher. And now, in the ratio, the person is standing down over here, and he's throwing it up onto the gag. So as soon as it gets into the avir gag, it's kind of, you don't need that. The gag itself has a marker. That's what it says in the Marsha. What? You mean Tarkimu?
Later on, that the ratio typically
are different cases of ownership. A different case of Metzius, doesn't have to be different. So the Mashah said this part that you can set aside the ratio also. So I saw it, I didn't understand. What's the Mashah talking about? In the ratio? In the ratio, it could blow back down to the Chatzar. I didn't understand the Mashah. It could blow right back down to the Chatzar easily. So like what you're saying, maybe that's the Pshat Taka, I didn't understand the Mashah. You see, the Mashah says that in the Resha too. Because that's the line, there's no Ma'ikah. There's no Ma'ikah. The wind would blow it back down to the Chatzar. It could be Taka. Like you're saying, Pshat is that once you have Mechitzas Tachtonis, Leitzis El Yainais, so there won't be a wind. But this says the only Chesh of Ruach Mitzuyah. And there won't be a Ruach Mitzuyah. So nothing else. So that would be, according to this, the chain link fence wouldn't help. A wind, as I understood, that the wall is to block the get from blowing out. So then any wall would be good. Your understanding that the wall blocks the wind, but if I say to Marshall, I understood that way.
Wide enough,
so it seems to the Mashah. At least we have a pshat of the Mashah. It bothered me, I didn't understand the Mashah. At least it's a pshat. The Paiskim, it seems, don't agree with the Mashah. So it's getting rights on this Mashah that it seems the Paiskim don't agree because the Paiskim bring the Resha and the Mefarshei HaMishnayos bring the Resha with the case of Makkah and the case of Pachas Megillah, of Pachas Mishloishim, Samach Lagar. He says, Vaiseis, they don't understand like the Mashah. But at least we have a pshat in the Mashah. That the Mashah means maybe that the walls will prevent the wind from blowing. The second case, I wrote. The Resha. It says there's two. Either it's at the side of Chatzar, or it's at the side, or it's in the center. Either way.
But at the side, meaning outside. Now it's four walls.
So what's the difference? So it's three walls. So
you have one wall is open. One wall is open, so then why will that work for the
ratio? One wall is open, so the claw won't work. It won't work even without this. Because that's the way to blow out. I'm saying it won't work in the ratio, the ratio case it won't work. The ratio will never work, because if you throw it up onto the Agar Agag, it can still blow out the one side, unless you're holding a chesh to blow out the one side. But
In such a case,
it's open on one side. Okay. So that's for sure anyway. If the place can bring the other kimtuk, it's true. I'm a chuyif to bring the kimtuk of tachtainis. They can bring the kimtuk of the gemara. That's a sure cash. But okay, this is at least the pshat of Mashah. That Mashah maybe learns that the mechitzas block the wind. Okay. Rabbi says the Gemara held it was a deichik teret, so it had to bring others who said it. Omalei Rabbah l'ula, come on, kereni. To Omar kluta kamishon chadavya. What's Rebbe? Rebbe is Hilchus Shabbos. Rebbe holds that if you throw something into a building, even if it doesn't land in the building, based on command of Malia Damia, it's as if it rested. Same thing here. Nahava Vina Rabbi Abba told Ula that the same thing over here. It's going to with Rabbi Shita Kutuk Bishon Chadamia. Amalaya, no. Philotem Rabbana. I can't let Pliga Rabbana lay the Rabbi. Yelling in Shabbos. Avahacham Mishon in Tureyu. Avahacham Inter. Shabbos and Machlaikis. But here, it's good enough. What's the Hava Vina? What's the Maskana? So we'll get to that soon. The rest of the Gemara just brings others who said this. Chen Rav Abasi and Rav Yechanan, they said the same thing. Gashay mechitz tatzaynis ayv sal yaynis. Amalei Rav Zeila Rav Abasi kamak Rebbe. Dam kol yishav nami ya. Amalei afil tamer rabbanon. I can't leave rabbanon like the Rebbe. Only yishav is al mishturi who will come into. Same exact shakla v'tag. Okay, there's one kash on the sugya that a number of mafarshim deal with, and from that we'll work our way into pshat in the Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua asked the kasha that Gittin Daf Ayin Tes and Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis are astira. In Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis, you have the boy I mentioned a few minutes ago, boy Rava, Zorak Arniki to Pesach Zeh, V'yotza and Pesach Acher Bahu. If you throw something into someone's avir, and it goes in the avir on one side, and it goes out the other side, Mahu, is it avish ein seifel nuach kaino ein a kaino? It's an ibaya. The Gemara is not poishet the ibaya, and the poiskim there, the Rishayim say it's an ibaya dali yeshita. Remains a suffix. If avir shein seifel nuach, it is kaino. It's not kaino. Remains a suffix. That's the sugya of Mitzvah. Our sugya, the way Rashi touched the sugya, v'holoi minter, what did Rashi touch? That's avish, ein seifel nuach, it's not kaina. Rashi's saying in Agamara that it's pshita you need avish, ein seifel nuach. Agamara is saying, avad you need avish, ein seifel nuach. And the Gemara's teretz is a Micah. The sixth hour is shakla v'tayin agamara is pshita lei that you need avish a seifel anuach. So how could it be that the same poskim who paskin that avish ain't seifel anuach there paskin it's a suffix the sfeik of the dina, and here they hold there must be a avish a seifel anuach. Here it's just, the two sugyas are not him. They don't stem the two sugyas one with the other. This is Pnei Yeshua's kasha. We have four mahalchim on how to deal with the Pnei Yeshua, four derachim, and try to see how much, try to cover all four. Pnei Yeshua himself is relatively easy. Pnei Yeshua himself says that this Gemara is only a steer to Daf Yud Beis if you learn like Rashi. That holy minter means it's ain't seifel anuach. Without Rashi, it wouldn't have been a problem. Without Rashi, you could learn Holei Minter, it's not a Chatzah Mishtam Eres, the way we would have learned. Holei Minter, it's not a Chatzah Mishtam Eres. And for the Gemara, it is a Chatzah Mishtam Eres, it has a Maika. Or it's Pachas Mishloisha, well, it's a problem, one second. So Pnei Sof to Pnei Yeshua, Rashi, you're right. Rashi will hold that this Gemara is being Peshit, what that Gemara is to Nivai. I, the Poskim, say it's a suffix in Bava Metzia. They'll touch this Gemara, Holei Minter, meaning it's not a Chatzah Mishtam Eres, that's the Gemara's kasha. Not a Chatzah Mishtam Eres, that's the Gemara, has a mind. This is how the Pnei Yeshua answers the kasha. And the Avnei Meluim brings the Pnei Yeshua, and it's in the Kuf Lamed Tes. And the Avnei Meluim says that it's fair. If you learn Holei Minter that it's not a Chatzah Mishtam Eres, then what's the Gemara's teretz? Hacha b'pachas mishloisha. Eskinim. One teretz of the Gemara was to get is within three of the ground. What does that help? If it's a Chatzah Shein Mishtam Eres, why does it help that it's within three?
But
it's Mishtam Eres. From a wind, but the kasha wasn't the wind. The kasha was there's b'chol not a chatzah mishtam eres.
No,
it was only chatzah mishtam eres of the wind, and within three, there's no wind. Right, the problem, if you want to learn the way you're learning, is it has nothing to do with three. It should have said it's so low that the wind doesn't affect it. Three is a halacha dikashir of lavud. Doesn't sound like it's saying.
Was it to
a three?
It's
a lum dish of clothes.
Yeah, but if one three, it's open.
Okay,
you have a
lot of clothes and open. It's one, it's four. Like you're learning. But it seems that the lashon of shleisha sounds like a halacha dikashir. It doesn't sound like a leshalta bezika. The Gemara said it's so low in leshalta bezika. The second mahalach is the Torah's gift. So as Kitten says, a chiddush la'halacha. So as Kitten says that you have to be mechalik between avir she'ein seifa lanuach when it's open, when it's totally open, there are no mechitzas. Avir Shein Seifel Lenuach, when there are no mechitzes, Zikr is not Kaina Lekuli Alma. That's our sugya. Our sugya is talking, Hale Minter, it's an open chatzar, an open gag. So when there are no walls, everyone holds, Avir Shein Seifel Lenuach is not Kaina. Gemara in Bava Metzia is asking, when there is mechitzes, when you throw it into a building, you throw it, Zarek Arniki, Taish Pesach Zev, Yotam Pesach Acher, it was in a building. Rav Zibaya is. Our rule that Avir She'ein Seifel Lenuach is not kind is that Dafka, like here, in our sugya where it's open. It's open, we understand. It's not considered Kimunach. What about if it's in a building? If it's in a place that's surrounded by walls? There, Baya Rava, that's Rava Zibaya, if that's Kimunach Dami. So it's not a theory of two sugyas, two different sugyas. That sugya is talking when they are mechitzas. And this sugya, when it is the kasha, is talking that they are no mechitzas. So Mimela, the stiris ha-sugya, it's not just Loray Zakarai Zeth, it's two different cases. Back in my story, with mechitzas, and here when the Gemara is the kasha, we're talking without mechitzas. Taka with mechitzas. Our Gemara says there's no problem with cloud because the wind won't blow. Our Gemara says vade ainu get in a case where there's no mechitza. Holy Minter, it's a sefer lenuach, so it's not a get. So Gemara is the kasha. How's it the gureshes? I mean, you need if the teretz. See, so after the teretz, it's like the lenuach, so it's nothing to do with bava metzia. Once you say the teretz, the wind can't blow it out, so it's nothing to do with bava metzia. The kasha was only there then happened. So this is the mahalach of the teretz gittin, which all right, it's the second mahalach. It says it's a chiddush in the uptage, but. There's a third mahalach of the stipler. The stipler is in Bav Metzia, Simin Yutes, I believe. He's going on Taisus. And he makes a gewaldige point on Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kigayin, his second Kasha, in the middle of Taisus Kigayin, he has a Kasha from Perek Meruba. And once I saw the stipler, I don't know why I didn't have this problem. Learn the Tais, Sim time. Right, Tais going on Agamara. Agamara says you need Avir Shesaifa Lanuach. See, Mechitzas Tachtainis, Leifas Aliyans. Vim Taimar, Rinam Bimiruba, Baamazroi Genevasech Lichatseiri, Vitikni Lichatseiri Genevasech. The Gemara there says, what's the Gemara's case there? The Gemara's in the middle of talking about the Sugi of Dalad the Hay. Someone stole a Sharvaseh, someone stole an animal. Gemara says, in a case where they're going to make a kinyan of Zeroik and Evasech Lechatzeri, I'm going to be kinder by your throwing the thing you stole into my chatzer. And my chatzer is going to be kinder. It's a Shabbos, it's a Geneva, Bon Kechot. So the Gemara there says that when you throw your Geneva into my chatzer, at the same instant, you're chayyah for Melech Shabbos, and you're chayyah for Geneva. Vehechi ban keechad, fractisis. It's not the same instant. Leni Shabbos, mechayiv afil lamaylam and amechitzis. Hilchah Shabbos, yechayiv even higher up. Ashalay nichnas adai and teichem mechitzis to Rishas Yachid oilad l'rekiya. Legabi Hilchah Shabbos, Rishas Yachid is all the way up. And legabi kinyin li yikin adamati l'teich mechitzis. Agamara says that to come within the mechitzis. Fractisis akasha. That Shabbos and Kinyan don't come at the same time. Hilchah Shabbos Yechayiv, you throw something over my wall. So you're outside of my wall, you throw something, the Geneva, over my wall. So when it comes to the Avir over my wall, the thrower is Chayiv for Shabbos. But I'm not kind yet. Why am I not kind yet? What does this mean? Why am I not kind higher than the wall? Why am I not kind? Huh? Why am I not kind of over the wall? What's Pshat Na Gemara? Gemara is the kasha olay minter. So why am I not kind of above the wall? It's not in the avir. Why did Rashi say? What's wrong with that? Why does it have to be in the avir of the wall? Don't forget the reason. Rashi said because the wind could blow it away. Know what Rashi said? So Rabbi Shimon, what's going on here? Our Gemara is talking about a get. A get is a piece of paper. So you're on the roof, and the woman's on the roof, and the man is below, and he's throwing it. So we're saying, if it comes above the roof, not cutting, the wind can blow it away. It has to come within the walls of the marker. It has to have a wall. Fine, I understand the wind will blow it away. Comes Tysus, he says, oh, you know what? If I take a shor or a seis, I take this poor sheep, and I'm throwing it. Right? It's alive and stuff. And I'm throwing it over your wall. So Tysus says, so I throw it over your wall, you're not cutting it yet. Because the wind might blow it away. It's up to Stifle. Well, what's pshat? The wind doesn't blow sheep away. A piece of paper, the wind blows away. A rook, but tzuyah, doesn't blow a sheep. A sheep is heavy. A sheep is heavy. Well, what's Tysus talking about? Once I saw the kasha, I didn't understand why I didn't have the same kasha. Tysus makes it just doesn't make any sense at all. Remember, this thing that has to be in the wall, Rashi said, is only because Osi Zika, Ruch Mitzuya is going to blow it away. And Rav is not going to blow the sheep away. I hear what you're saying. Is that the Mashmois of Rashi? Rashi said, Holy Minter Avir Agag, the Osi Zika Vishadilei. If I says Rashi was happy that the Avir Agag could be Kaiman. Just Rashi was unhappy because Asizika Bishadilay Mikami Delay. See, some Rashi, a sheep is not a problem. If I throw a sheep, no wind is going to blow the sheep away. Hard enough to throw a sheep, I mean, in the first place. What you're saying is good in Svara, but it doesn't stem with Rashi. Rashi says, yes. You're saying Shabbos should be Tali Zeb is there with Kinyan. That's what you're asking. Which for some we have to wait till the bottom of Yomit to see if that's accurate or not. Okay, I believe in the last piece of the Gemara, the Shalosh Midos begin, is Arichos. I think the Arichos of Rikida Eger is his question. But, so Tesh argues a Rashi. The Stipler says that it must be that Tysa argued with Rashi.
Very
how? That's not a really a riot. The word minter and mishtamer are synonyms. Right? Minter means mishtamer, but why does it have to be mishtamer?
The fact that it uses that kind of
language. I'll tell you. The Stipler makes this point. He makes the point that Tysus can't learn the Gemara the way we learned it. They're worried about winds blowing it away, because then the kasha makes no sense from Sreik and Nebuchadnezzar Chatzeri, which is a very strong hechruch, that for sure Tysus didn't learn Taicha Hasugya the way Rashi did. So how did he learn? That's the question. So, to say he learned, like the Pnei Yeshua, the Nidah Chatzah Mishtameres, we want to avoid that because Dabi Mulam had a kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. So Stipler brings the Pnei Yeshua, but he wants to avoid it because the kasha is on the Pnei Yeshua. So the Stipler suggests a nukshat in the Gemara, which he's learning into Taisvis, and making a new shita really out of Taisvis shita. The Stipler learns for Holoi Minter. A third way. We have suffered the Holy Mitzvah Pnei Yeshua's way, that it's Enochat Satam Mishtameres. Rashi's way is not Sefer LeNuach. He learns in Taisus, and the Stipler wants to say this is the sheet of the Paiskin, that Avir is Kaina when? Avir is Kaina when the Avir is an Avir that Bailim consider their Avir. In other words, I have a yard, I have a backyard. Now really, I own the airspace all the way up to the sky. But beyond a certain point, I don't do things in the avir. Beyond a certain point, it's not private anymore. and a person doesn't do certain things. Your use of a personal backyard is to the extent that it's usable, that it's what we're calling minter. The Taisa Shita is that Avir Chatzar is only kinda in that Avir which is minter lebailim, which is something that bailim consider their usable space, however high that might go. Whatever you consider your space, you'd be kind. Let's say you have a roof. Well, if your roof has no walls at all, whatever you do on the roof, people could see. So you don't consider that private place. It's not private space. If you have a marker, you have a wall, so then it is private space. There are things you do on the roof. That is the idea of a holy minter. The kasha holy minter is that avir chatzar is only kaina by that avir which is my personal space. It's Ve'ene b'nei Adam is considered my personal space. An avir of a chatzar, which is not, if a person doesn't use it for his personal things, that avir is not kaina. That's the Gemara's kasha, holy minter. It's not that avir, it's the guf avir, which is not my chatzar. For avir to be considered my chatzar, it has to be an avir which is minter lebailov, which is shomer lebailov, which is the usable space of the bailov. Bailov would use, not to park your car there, you would use any space. Who cares if people see? But it means you would use it for all the tzarchei that a person lives. This idea, so that this title is based on the original chakira that we started with. We started with a chakira. What is kaina in a chatzar? Is the kinyan the avir itself? Or is it that the avir is as if it's on the ground? Rashi learned that avir is only kaina because it's as if it's on the ground. So Rashi touched up the whole sugya, ein seifel anuach, yes seifel anuach, because Rashi cares if it's going to land on the ground, that's what matters. Taisa Shita is no. The Avir is kind of be'etzem. A person's Avir is also his chatzar. What's the name? Is this my ground, my earth, my ground, or it's my airspace? How far is the airspace kind of? No one will say that airspace is a mile off. Kind of things in that airspace. I should say, no one will say, but the Taisa holds it's not a starter. How high up is the kind of? However high up a person would use for his personal things. And that is, it's got to have a certain sense of privacy. And that is if you have a maka, or even if you have mechitzas tachtainas, oifas al yainas, you have large mechitzas protecting you all around. That's also good. Or if it's samach legimel, pachas megimel lekarka, within three tfachim lekarka, that's always considered your avir. But this is Taisa Shita in Taich of Holei Minter. A new taich, that it's a din avir, the avir itself, we're not looking at kibunach ba'ara, we're taiching up the airspace. Is that airspace mine? Yes, then it's my airspace. That's the up taich. So with this taich in Taisvis, the disciple says, now we can come back and answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Pnei Yeshua asked that Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis is a stira to get Daf Ayin Tes. Two sugyas are saiser, one the other. So this type is true, like Rashi, the two sugyas are astira. And Rashi will have to hold that our sugya is paishit yenasugya. I, the paiskim, say that Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis remains a safik. Why aren't they paishit it from this Gemara? Because they hold like Taisus. They hold that our Gemara is not talking about Avisha Seifa Lanuach, Avisha Ain Seifa Lanuach. They hold that our Gemara is talking about a whole new pshat in the Gemara, the stifles pshat in the Gemara, and that pshat in the Gemara is not a stira to Daf Yud Beis. It's a totally separate issue. How high up is Avir Kaina? That's our sugya. Yenis sugya is even when Avir is Kaina, do you need Seifel Anuach? They're two different sugyas. One thing has nothing to do with the other. This is the stifles Mahalach. As a matter of fact, if you look at the stifler, he goes through all three pshatim. He brings the Pnei Yeshua. He has a kash on it, he brings the Teres Gittin, he rather has a kash on Teres Gittin too. And then he brings his Tisis, and he says his pshat. So this is the three mahalsin in how to answer up the stira of the two sukkis. fourth mahalach is Reb Chaim. This Reb Chaim is printed in the Grach al HaShas in Masechtas above Metzia on Daf Aleph for your base. It's printed here there in the Sugya. Reb Chaim, it's very strange the way it's printed. You know that the Grach al HaShas was not written by Reb Chaim, it was written by Talmidim, and he starts with a kasha. The kasha is not a strange kasha, but listen to the kasha. It starts like this: Kasa Baramba in Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Hay, Zorak Get Va'Ovar Chatzera. The Rambam has the same case as Bava Metzia, but by Git. A man threw a get to his wife's chatzer, when in her chatzer on one side, left her chatzer on the other side, never landed. So Rambam says, Zara get, dera chatzera, afilu avar toich gimel, even if when he threw it, it was within three of the ground. So the Rambam, loikana, it's not a get. You throw it in one out one from one end, and it goes out the other end, ain't a get. As I stated in Rambam. Took the get, I guess he made a paper airplane out of it. It's very hard to throw a piece of paper. It should go in one side and out the other side. And maybe the get was written on something heavy. So he threw it and went out the other side. Specter back in Mishnah, much fair. Much fair. It's mamish the case above Metzia. It's mamish the Gemara above Metzia. Threw it in one side, went out the other side. And there is a suffix. Bribes the Paiskim, including the Rambam Paskin, to Suffolk. So why in Hilchis Kinyanim it's a Suffolk? And in Hilchis Gittin it's Loikana? Why? Why should it be that way? Why should Hilchis Gittin be any different than Hilchis Bav Metzia? Now you understand they could have written the same kasha instead of bringing a Rambam and a Magen Mishnah. They could have just asked the way Pishu asked it, that Daf Yud Beis above Metzia says it's a Safik, and Daf Ayites and Gittin says it's a Vaday. I said, what a Rambam! It's really, it comes down to the same question. By Gittin it's a Vaday, and over there it's a Safik. What's going on? It comes down to the same issue. At any rate, this is the. This is the Reb Chaim's kasha. Efer Reb Chaim. This is, if you look at the graph, it's his last teretz. Zok Reb Chaim, of course, there are two dinim in chatzer. So Reb Chaim, there are two dinim in chatzer. There's one din of avir chatzer, and there's one din of the karka ha-chatzer. He calls the chatzer mamish. There's one din of the ear of the chatzer, and there's one halacha of the ground of the chatzer, which means you could clear if the air is kaina, and then you could clear if the air is kaina because it's kimunach ba'ara. The two ways that I started with today. So you can learn two ways. You could learn either the avir itself is kaina, or you can learn it's ki'ilu, it landed on the ground. Two ways to learn the din of avir chatzer kachatzer. Zotra Chaim, by Dinei Mekach Umemkar, Avir Chatzar is a good kinyan. Avir Chatzar is also kind. And that's Derech Klal, that's a good kinyan. Avir, the Avir is kind. We cleared, is it the Avir or Kemudach Ba'ara? He says the Avir is kind. For Zotra Chaim, 1 minute. And the Fein Zayin on the Beis, where Rashi said Kinyan Agav works by a get, what did all the other Rishonim say? He said, no, Shar Kinyanim don't work by get. It means that he calls it the Ran, it's the Ran and the Ramban, and everybody said Shar Kinyanim don't work by get. By Kinyan, only thing that works is Yad, and the Chatzar Kiyad. Zot Reb Chaim, Avir doesn't work by get. Avir Chatzar does not work unless the Avir Chatzar is Kimunach Ba'ara. unless you look at it as if it's sitting on the ground. Avir chotzer itself, say the air itself is kaina, that'll work by mamins. It'll work by dine mamin, that the avir itself is kaina. But to say by gittin, a new kinyan of avir, we can't make new kinyan by gittin. Gittin, it has to be the guf hachotzer, that's kaina. Either the hand, or chachotzer kiyad, which is the guf hachotzer. Therefore, by gittin, we need command the murach ba'ara. By gittin, we need as if it's on the ground. So there, by gittin, avir she'en seifel lo nuach is no good. Avir she'en seifel lo nuach by gittin is for sure no good. Because avir itself is not a kinyan. By mekachu memkar, by kinyan, and by mitziah, it's an ibaya, by rava. Is avir kind of, it's not seifel lo nuach, is avir itself kind of. There it's a shayim. That's why, by mominus, it's a suffix above a mitziah. Fine. Mashiach came by gittin. Gittin need a kinyan mamish. They need that it should mamish be kaina, it should be kamunach ba'ara. Since you need it, it should be kamunach ba'ara. Therefore, by gittin, if you throw it in one side, it flies out the other side, it's zicha no good. Because the air itself doesn't do kinyan by gittin. Only the guf hachatz. This is Reb Chaim's Mahalach, which is a very, it's less complicated than the Stadler's Mahalach, a much more sadistic, it's complicated. It's just telling you that there are two dinim. There's a din of avir chotzer, which works by mekach u'memkar. It's a boy of rava by mekach u'memkar. There's a din of the karka chotzer, which is what you need by gittin. Rashi is no problem, because remember, this, all these kashas are only, the stiras hasugi is the only kasha for the paiskim. Rashi learned that this gemara is paishit, the bamitzia is a suffix, and here we're going to be paishit. No problem. No problem. It's not the first time you have such gemaras. The only is because the paiskim passed in the answer suffix, and the Rambam passed in the answer suffix. Therefore, I'm not saying that Rashi. No, that's the Gemara's cash. Rashi's cash in the Gemara.
Yeah, no.
He was asking him, should we be Paishim from here? So he answered him, no. But that's not, it doesn't mean that I have the Gemara. Alright, Taisus Kiman to Rebbe. Taisus has a cash. Kiman to Rebbe, Dama Kluta Kimishon Chadanya. Tema the Nokat Rebbe. The Le'ayri Ella B'Shus HaYochid Mekura should the basic command of Ma'idam. You should know this just as the idea. The Mandiyamer of Kluta Kamisha Huncha in Shas is not Rebbe. It's Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva all over Shas says Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami. Rebbe holds another Chiddush basic command of Ma'idam. Rebbe holds he doesn't agree Kluta Kamisha Huncha. Rebbe holds only in a bias where the Amechitzis, there he holds that if something's in the air, it's as if it rested. Based on command of Mal Yadan. Masha'en Ken, Rebbe Kiva, he holds Kulta Kavishoncha everywhere. So Taisus is Matmiya. Tema, knock at Rebbe, Dolei Ayriel, Rebbe Shusa Yachin Makura, Mishun the basic command of Mal Yadan, Yadamir Rebbe Shabbos, Rebbe Kiva Avalei Lamikit, this like Kulta Kavishoncha Danya, a Philippish Sarabin. The author of Kulta Kavishoncha is Rebbe Kiva. It's not a little funny. Taisus asks, why does Agamara bring Rebbe and not Rebbe Kiva? Rebbe doesn't agree with Rebbe Kiva. Kluta Kavisha Uncha. Rebbe holds the expression is based on command Amalia. If I throw something in the window, it's as if the house is full from the ground up. The house is full with earth, till the chayfitz, and that's why it's considered to have rested. In fact, Taisus, why are you bringing Rebbe? Bring Rebbe Kiva. Sachtrab Chaim. Dr. Chaim, the way I learn up this sugi, it's very geschmack. There are two ways avir chatzur could be kaina. Either the avir itself is kaina, or command munach bekarka. We imagine as if it's on the ground. The Reb Chaim's side was that by gittin, You must have Kaman de Munach Ba'ara. It's not good enough for Avir. Avir is like a new Kenyan. It must be Kaman de Munach Ba'ara. And it's not good enough for Avir. Sakhtrab Chayim. That's the whole difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi. Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Ba'avir Kaman de Munach Dami. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Avir is the place it's resting. That in the Avir, it's as if it's resting. Mehilchah Shabbos. So you can't compare that to Gittin. Gittin is not good enough in the Avir. It has to rest on the ground. Dafka we ask from Rebbe. What does Rebbe say? Besa command amal yadamya. It's as if the ground of the bias came all the way up to the thing that's in the air. That means Rebbe's teaching is command amunach ba'ara. So the Gemara Bedafka asked from Rebbe. Because Rebbe is kaluta command k'mayshon chamamish. If it's resting on the ground, again, that makes sense. But to say it's just flying through the air, kulutim mishon chadamya, that wouldn't help till this gittin. Till the Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva holds that way. But by gittin, you need resting on the ground. It's not enough resting in the air. So Krib Chaim, that's the reason that the Gemara is dafka from Rebbe, not from Rabbi Kiva. Why say? Why use the expression kulutim mishon chadamya? I don't know. It's very strange. The Gemara uses the expression kulutim mishon chadamya. And it's not really Rebbe, you know, it's misleading. We're not holding this after Shabbos. We learned this Gemara. We think Rebbe holds Kulta Gemisha. I don't know. You know, Gemara says Rebbe. Only in Rosh Hashanah. Rebbe, oh, cool. See, he doesn't hold of Rebbe Kiva's Kluta. Even if Rebbe used that Lashon, he doesn't hold of Rebbe Kiva's Kluta. That's a fact, because he argues in Shabbos. Alright? Anyway, these are the Kinyan Avir. These are the four basic Mahalchim. Peshul's Mahalch is just a difference in Shabbos. But the reason all the Mahalach, there's so many Mahalachim, each Mahalach is a Chiddush Ladina. The Torah's Gittin's Mahalach to be Mechalati Mechitas and not Mechitas is a Chiddush Ladina. Reb Chaim's Mahalach to be Mechalati Gittin and Mammon is a Chiddush. The Stipus Mahalach, which is basically a Nukshat, that even something heavy in the Avir is not kind, it's also a Chiddush Ladina. So each of this gives us a bigger insight. Tomorrow I hope to make my way significantly down in the Yomit, so I hope you look. I think this is the Kiva Eger on the Gemara below.